Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's the first month, the 25th day of the year 2026, and it's the third Lord's Day after Epiphany, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice.
And it's the feast day of the conversion of St. Paul, and also St. Ananias, the baptizer of St. Paul. It's a great day to do this lecture because we're talking about the Jews, right? St. Paul went from being an evil Jew to a good Jew.
Yep.
A Christ-denying Jew to a Christ-loving Jew. An apostate Jew to a faithful Catholic. That's what St. Paul went through, a faithful Jew who joined a newcomer as a Catholic. So what we're going to talk about, we had a protest here last month. It was on 12/23/25, which was the third weekday. And we protested from 11:30 to 1:30 in the triangle, and it was against the Christ-denying Jews and against Christian Zionism. And a big, because this, as everybody knows, iron's hot on all of this. A lot of people are wising up to these apostate Jews and Christ-denying Jews, and they're beginning to open up and see that there's something wrong with these people. So we have an open door on all of this, and that's thank God to our prayers and all our work and the grace of God. And he's starting people to open up. So this is another gigantic, humongous protest that we did. And it was against their a claim that current-day Judaism is a true religion. It's false. It's false Judaism. It's not true. The heresy that the old covenant is still in effect. So therefore, the new covenant did not replace it. You have two covenants side by side. I wrote about all these things many times. And the Christian Zionists started that heresy. You know, so how could God put people under a covenant and be pleasing with them when they deny Jesus Christ? So basically, our posters represented. I'm going to show you what we had on our posters, and we had a big banner too. This one big banner we got was really nice, and we had two of them. And then we had a couple small posters. But one thing we did learn from this protest is some of the smaller posters we have are not big enough, because people don't have enough time to read it when they're driving by. But these big banners that we had, they were good. So we're really going to have to concentrate more on getting bigger banners instead of these smaller posters. Now, what happened was, because people were slowing up, some people would slow up and look at the posters, but not everybody. So the big banners, let me just show you basically what we had and what were our protest posters. Okay, so here's one of the posters. Brother Nick was holding this one. And it says, Christ-denying Jews are not God's chosen people. Israel is not blessed by God. Apostate Israel. Now, this is the big banner we're talking about here. And this was really made a good impact. And Sister Kat came up with the pictures. And I came up with the particular things that you can see right here. It says, the new covenant replaced the old covenant. And Christianity replaced Judaism. Now, for the life of him, he never thought you'd have to be teaching this. This is such a basic, like ABCs, but that's what you're teaching now, that the old covenant is still in effect, and current-day Judaism is pleasing to God. So, basically, that's a power pack right there. On the left, we got the animal sacrifice. On the right, we got the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that replaced all the animal sacrifices and fulfilled them and redeemed us and saved men. So, those are the big banners, and we had two of them. We had one on one side and one on the other side, because the traffic goes both ways on the triangle. Brother Phil was holding this one. The other one was being held by, was it you?
Yeah.
Brother Alex.
Yeah.
Now here's Brother Will was at the point of the triangle where people have to slow down to make the turn. And he had one of the best ones. But I want to make these bigger from now on. His poster says, Christ-denying Jews are sons of the devil. John 8:44.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the one. If you ever want to debate a Christian Zionist, or you got a Christ-denying Jew in front of you, two verses you hit him with and it closes the discussion. All right? John 8:44 and 1 John 2:22-23. In John 8:44, Jesus is talking to Christ-denying Jews, and he says, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he stood not in the truth, because the truth is not in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father thereof. And in 1 John 2:22, he's speaking to all those who deny Christ. Who is a liar but he who denieth that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, who denieth the Father and the Son. Jesus is talking to the Christ denying Jews. And they said God was their father. And Jesus says, God's not your father. He says, your father is the devil.
Yeah.
John 8:44. And the desires of your father you will do. So he's saying to the Jews who don't believe him, your father's the devil. So you want to ask them, Jesus spoke to these Jews that didn't believe in Jesus Christ. Are they sons of the devil? Jesus said they're sons of the devil. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Hagee, Huckabee. Do you agree with that? If he doesn't, it's done. Don't call yourself a Christian. You're not even a nominal Christian if you don't believe that. They know the basics of our faith is you got to believe in Jesus to be saved and to be chosen and pleasing to God. The other one we use, which we have on one of our posters, is 1 John 2:22-23. Who is the Antichrist? He that denied that Jesus is his son is the Antichrist. Who that denies Jesus is the Messiah is the Antichrist. So they're Antichrist and sons of the devil. Do you agree with that, Mr. Huckabee and Mr. Hagee and Mr. Evans? And all you Christian Zionists, do you believe that? Then how come you're saying they're chosen people of God, they're pleasing, and they're under a covenant of God, and even put them above you? That's it. If they doesn't agree with those two verses, don't call yourself a nominal Christian. If I had power over your heads coming off, without any discussion, without any, I'm not even going to wait a couple weeks for you to repent, your head comes off right away. And I say, I'm talking to them now. You're fortunate. I don't have power like that now, but one day I'm going to have that.
Yeah.
And by God's grace and power, I'm going to have your head come off.
Good.
God can knock your head off when you're in the house even. He could burn you up on fire when you're sleeping in bed. John 8:44. Christ, Jews that don't believe in Christ are sons of the devil. Yes or no? How could you be the son of the devil and a child of God at the same time? You stupid jackasses. This is how bad this is. That people are even... I'm going to tell you one thing in a minute. Well, I'll tell you now as we're talking about it. 85% of the people gave us a thumbs up in the town, this small little town. I don't want to... I'll get into more of that later, so I'll be off on another topic. I am going to talk about that. Now, we get into another poster here. This is just the advertisement of our website. This is Sister Mary Lou holding this, and this just advertises our website. For your only hope of salvation, visit www.johnthebaptist.us. This is the sign I was holding. And it says, Christian Zionists are not Christians. Well, that got a lot of Christian Zionists angry. Here's Sister Mary Lou again with the same poster. Here's Brother Bruno. And his poster said, look at this, it chopped off the top part. His poster said, Christ denying Jews are bringing Antichrist to power. And here's the banner that Brother Alex was holding from the other direction, same as the other one on New Covenant replaced the Old Covenant, and Christianity replaced Judaism. Now, now the good part about this again, and we got like 75% approval rating on that when we were condemning the Holocaust. We said the Holocaust is a hoax. We say it's a hoax. And a lot of people were agreeing with this. This surprised me, really. Well, this one was the same thing. We got about an 85% approval rating of the people driving by of what we were posting. So it's shown people are waking up. Now, I said it before. I still think there's a silent majority that know these truths. But the mass media and the major people that are up in the top positions in this country and in the major media are in a minority. But they keep pumping the line that Christ and I, that these Jews are God's chosen people. They're pleasing to God. They're under a covenant with God. And the Christian Zionism, it's all being pumped. Israel's a blessed by God. This apostate Israel. That's what you're reading in the multimedia, major media. People, your average person has not heard. They silence you. They shut you down. But this is proving to us that a lot of people are beginning to wake up. We got 85% approval rating of these signs I just said about the Jews years ago. You couldn't even talk about this. Everybody would just run away and say, you're crazy. So a lot of good stuff is happening. All right? So during this process, too, of course, you had, who's the big vocal bastards? Your lefty liberals and your Christian Zionists. Your Christian Zionists didn't like us, but they're kind of cowardly in a way. But not all of them are. So we just didn't have the, even the Jew, though, the Christ-denying Jews, they're going to attack us. But what we did, by the way, when we do these protests, we don't advertise it. We just show up. Because if you advertise it, they can organize a counter-protest and disrupt our protest. So we never advertise. We just go out there, 2 hours, and we're gone. It's a good tactic. Even the lefty liberals are praising our tactics. we should do what they do. They're organized. They know what they're doing. If you advertise this ahead of time, and eventually, I'm going to explain the types of people we had that were against us. The lefty liberals, of course, they get crazy. Then the Christian Zionists, they hate it. And then the Christianian Jews hate it. And if they knew about this ahead of time and it gets really popular, they would send people in here to agitate, to disrupt us, throw stuff at us. One person was saying, I like to throw crap at them. That's what they said. I like to throw crap at them. You know, I'd like to hit them. I'd like them to be gone. So we got threats. But after the thing happened, because they... But a few of the liberals that were in town who saw it, they went nuts. They went crazy. We had one lady, she kept driving around about 50 times. And she didn't stop. She's driving around, she's going, Nazis! Effing Nazis! You know, what else was she saying? Well, filthy. Yeah, you always get the Nazi thing, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. Yeah. You're a bunch of effing Nazis. Yeah. And she just, every time she's going on both sides, she's cursing, she's yelling at all of us. And she, eventually, you know, she came by. She was slowing up traffic too, which in a way was a bonus because people had to read the signs. So we said, you know, you're slow. So she came by once. I said, ignore. You know, we weren't yelling at her or nothing. We just ignored her. You know. So she came by once. I said, come over here. Come in. No, talk. Stop. Get out of your car. And come over and talk to me. Let's talk. And then she got real nervous and she just took off. I said, talk. Let's talk. Call me a Nazi or an FNI. That doesn't solve the problem. Let me know what you think. Let's talk. Well, actually, like I said, we had 85% people approval, and one guy pulled over, and he's totally agreeing with us, right? And Nick is talking. I mean, Brother Will's talking to me. Yeah. Went across the street a little bit, and he's in his pickup truck. And the one crazy girl that keeps going around, she stopped and said, are you with them? He goes, yeah, yeah. And she goes, you're a Nazi. And he went, yeah, Nazis. Yeah, I'm a Nazi. It was funny.
It was, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, he knew about the Jews. He was talking. Yeah. He agreed with us about
the
Jews. Yeah.
No, there's a lot. It's just an example of one person. Alex had a good conversation with some woman, too. Ultimately, she didn't convert, but she was knowing that the Jews were bad. She agreed with that. She said they're really bad, but she's a Protestant. She doesn't believe in the Catholic Church. She doesn't believe in papal supremacy. But he did have a good conversation with her, and there's hope. She's got the sight. Right now, she still doesn't believe in papal supremacy, but she knew the Jews were bad. But after she went around at the liberal lefty nut, I said, stop, come out of the car, talk to me, talk. And then she got all nervous. And she's trying to say, oh, these guys are all cowards. They hide behind their signs like we're hiding behind our signs. And we got sunglasses. They were saying stupid shit, you know. But the Nazi thing is like over the top. It's like, you know, they don't even really know what a Nazi is, really. But basically, their definition of a Nazi today has nothing to do with the original Nazis. You know, I'm going to do another lecture on this, so I don't want to get, I'm just going to be brief about it now. But the lecture I'm going to do, what does the word Nazi mean today? It has nothing to do with the Nazi Party of Germany. I'm going to even read what they believed in. They don't even know. They don't know the points of what these guys believed in and what they thought. So what does Nazi mean today? We know it means something really different because the lefties call the righties, us Nazis. The righties will call some of these Antifa people Nazis. The Jews will call one another Nazis. One Jew leader will call another Jew Nazi, then he'll call him a Nazi. So everybody's a Nazi. Then Lindsey Graham calls the zealous Muslims Nazis. He calls them fanatical Nazis. So everybody's calling everybody a Nazi, and they have all different religious beliefs. They're on the left, they're on the right. Antifa people are Nazis. So what does the word Nazi really mean to these people? It means anybody who's zealous in promoting and defending what they believe in, no matter what it is. Somebody who's zealous in defending and promoting what they believe in and enforcing those beliefs among their believers. Enforcing them. That's what they don't like. It's like a dictatorial power. You see? But when the lefty says we're Nazis, because they're doing the same thing for the lefty agenda. But that's what the word Nazi means today to these people. Anybody who's dictatorial you know, and professing and promoting their beliefs and enforcing their beliefs among believers. Basically, that's what it means. A zealous person and what they believe. That's really what it means. Democracies are against that. You're not supposed to be zealous in promoting what you believe in. You're not supposed to enforce your beliefs among your believers. We're all equal. We're all fun. We're all one another. We're all saved. All religions are equal. Stop condemning us. Stop telling us about your religion. Stop being zealous. Stop being a zealot. Either on the left or on the right. You've got zealot atheists, zealot agnostics, zealot lefty faggot. Look at the faggot LGBT people. You would call them Nazis. Faggot Nazis. Yeah? So the whole term, that's basically what it means. They want everybody to mush together, give up your religious beliefs and doctrines, and don't enforce them, and so don't believe in anything. Which is not only impractical, it can never happen. It's stupid. People believe in things, and you can't change that. The lefties believe in what they believe, and we believe in what we believe in. So the Nazi term is thrown all over the place. And they don't even really know what an original Nazi was from the Nazi party when Hitler was around. But they know that when Hitler was around, and besides, forget the Nazi party even, just what he did for Germany. Because not everybody had to join the Nazi party in Germany. Most of your Germans weren't Nazis. He didn't belong to the party, but they worked together. So what did Hitler do? He was zealous in promoting and his beliefs about the apostate Jews and their immorality and their corruption. He was correct about that.
Yeah.
He was zealous in promoting it, and he enforced it and defended it and kicked their asses out, closed down the Freemasonic lodges, closed down the Jewish bankers. That's why they don't like it. I always said that in the beginning, because he was a dictator, and he was dictating things zealously that they didn't agree with. Yeah. And in his case, if he would have won that war, the Antichrist plans would have been put off at least 100 or 200 years. Because he really hurt them big time. He did a lot of good stuff. I say this to people because I say Hitler did a lot of good stuff. I'm not saying he as a man was good. He had some heresies that he held on to. I go over in my book, but he did do a lot of good things.
Yeah.
On my website in the Hitler's Germany political page, see my article, A List of Good and Bad Things Hitler Believed in and Did. And see my book, Apostate Adolf Hitler's Sins and Non-Sins.
There's any part of the enemy in the world that doesn't do something good. But when it comes to Hitler, you're not allowed to say he did one thing good. He couldn't even tie his shoes the right way. I mean, nothing good about the guy, you can say, when he did a lot of good things. Which is another protest we're going to do when it comes to the Holocaust. We're going to do another one, and we're going to have another protest to say Hitler and the Nazi party did a lot of good things. And when you read the Nazi Party program, it had a lot of good stuff in there. Yeah, he had some heretical beliefs too. I go over that in my book, but they don't like him because of the good things he did. And I always knew that the reason they didn't like him is he was dictator. They don't like any dictator. But you can't escape dictators. Someone's in a household, right? You say that man used to be head of the household. Now it's the woman. The mother runs the household in most of your homes. But they'll say we're equal. There's no equality. Someone has to take over. It says when a woman has superiority, she's contrary to her husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even in this country, democracy is an illusion. People, there's still people that rule. And you just can't see them. They're in the background, and they're dictatorial about their liberal agenda. They're dictatorial about their pride horse shit with LGBT pushing it on people. They're dictatorial. They're zealous. They promote and enforce it. And then when we try to enforce against it, we're the ones that are... See, but if the claim goes back and forth. The Nazi thing goes... feminists, they call them the zealous feminazis. You heard that statement, feminazis. Anybody who's... That's basically what the word means. It's meaningless. It's not meaningless totally. What it means is, you want in this utopia, you're not supposed to believe in anything, really. It doesn't matter what you believe in, we're all saved. That's more precise. So don't tell me your religion's the only religion. Don't tell me your God's the only God. Don't tell me your way's the only way. All our ways are good. But if my religion says homosexuality is an abomination, mortal sin sends you to hell, and your religion says no, where do the twains meet? I have to actually, once somebody has to give up their belief if we're going to have some unity. That's another bullshit they talk with. They were trying to, let's forget what divides us and concentrate what unites us. Our Lord didn't come to bring unity. He says, I came to bring divisions. I didn't come to send peace, but the sword. Matthew 10:34. It's a natural consequence of us preaching the word. But that was like that Nazi thing gets thrown out all over the place. And they get crazy.
Did you want to mention like other one poster company wouldn't do our one poster?
Yeah, what was that? What was that?
Hitler did some good.
Oh yeah,
did some good, did things right or what?
Good one. Yeah, good point. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when we're going to do the Holocaust protest, we had that poster saying Hitler and the Nazi Party did a lot of good things. The first poster company that we went to originally, they wouldn't do it.
Wow.
They rejected it. They said we're not going to do it. So then we were going to. Then Brother Alex was looking around and he found a thing called Best of Signs.
Yeah.
And we sent it to them, and I think they're Indians, right? From India, Buddy Buddy Boys from India. Buddy Buddy. They did it. I said, wow.
I know.
What a miracle. Why would you even do that? I was talking to some guy about that. Look, if I say Hitler did some good things, I'm not saying he's a good person as a whole, but there's very few people that don't. Everybody does something good. How come you can never say he did anything good? And you can't. You can't. He didn't do anything. Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
He's a dictator, a fanatic. He didn't do anything good. You can say nothing good about him. That's the thing. I can't say nothing good about him. He liked dogs.
He had to have done something right to be man of the year.
I mean, he turned Germany around and with one of the best economies ever, got rid of immorality, kicked out the apostates, Jews, and usury. The guy did a lot of good things. You see? And, but they especially do not like, we would be, according to the definition, Nazi. We're the ultimate Nazis. A true Catholic is an ultimate Nazi because we have the truth and they know it.
Yeah.
So when we preach it, it's like, oh, this guy's the salvation dogma. You can't be saved outside the Catholic Church. It's not even the Renaissance Church or the Vatican II Church. It's us and they know we have it. We're the ultimate Nazis. So you can call us Catholic Nazis. So maybe we should incorporate our new greeting like this. We're going to turn the Nazi party into a Catholic one. Right? That's the one thing Hitler was missing, because he was really bad on some heresies. He was. If he was truly a Catholic. And I blame the anti-popes.
Yeah.
Because if you were a good pope, they could have converted Hitler off his heresies. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was missing that. So, you want to drive these people really nuts, just give them the Sieg Heil, you know? You want to drive a Jew nuts and try to and get off the hook at the same time and maybe not get in trouble? You know, when Jaime or Netanyahu is like, hey! And he's going to go, you give me the Nazi sword. No, I'm just waving. The guy's all bent out of shape. I'm just waiting for him. You got to do that, you see?
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't waving. This has got to go to court. He had a stiff arm. It wasn't like this. It was like that. You even do that? I used to do that, too. He was joking around. I would. I don't care. And they'll take you on that.
Yeah.
You're dating even up. Let's say some guy really did that by mistake. Musk, Elon Musk. He was doing something that looked like a Nazi salute, and he went nuts.
Yeah.
Oh! The Romans! That was a Roman thing. It wasn't just Hitler. This is a big spell that needs to be broke, this Hitler thing.
Yeah.
They need to start looking at his teachings and his writings.
Go to my St. John the Baptist website, click on the politics menu, go to Hitler's Germany, and there you will find the information.
But ultimately, when we attack this from the religious position, and these Christian Zionists are Nazis. According to the current definition, and defending Christian Zionism.
Yeah.
Zealous, promoting, defending, enforcing. LGBT agenda. Zealous and promoting, defending, and enforcing. We, zealous, promoting, defending, and enforcing. Why we're the ultimate Nazis is because we have the full truth.
Yeah.
And it scares them. I don't care. People know.
I know.
Look, I just told you about that John 8:44. Jesus called the Jews sons of the devils. The Christian Zionist knows that. He knows it. The first thing you want to do when you face him down is ask those two questions. If he doesn't answer, say, get out of here. I'm done debating you. You don't even call yourself a nominal Christian. You deny Jesus' John 8:44 and St. John when he said, Juan, John, Tony, to call them the Antichrist. He says, they're Antichrist and sons of the devil. Answer my question now. I'd love to put these people on the spot, but they always surround themselves with sycophants, people that go along with them, and they know who's going to ask questions. Every now and then they get popped a question, and they make sure they cut it. They don't publish it. Don't put it on the record, how afraid they are of that. But a lot of your, the Rabbi Bodiak knows what we knows it. Well, he's Dave Patrick Buchanan. He goes, yeah, you're, the New Testament calls us sons of the devil.
Yeah.
See, that's the root of the whole thing. You don't believe in the New Testament. They, how could you have, Christ came to fulfill it, and start, how could you have these things two side by side? That means Christ really didn't come yet.
Yeah.
And that's what they want you to believe. So, these Christian Zionists, they're looking forward to the Antichrist Messiah.
Yeah.
They praise him. Oh, we're going to bring, he's going to come to power. He'll reconcile everything when he comes to power. I don't know how he's going to do it, but you believe in him. I believe in him. No, they don't. And is he Christ or is he not Christ? Now, if he's Yanuka, then we got Yanuka and we got Christ. Would you merge them together? Christ is really Yanuka and he came back into the spirit of Yanuka? Who knows what they're going to do? But this protest, this is the biggest issue in the world today. Where these bastards are getting away with murdering the New Testament again, murdering Christ all over again, and his own people, so-called own people, are called. I'll tell you something, your worst Christian Zionists are your nominal Catholics. Yeah. The Vatican II Church is the root of the worst kind of Christian Zionism that ever existed.
Yeah.
Worse than the Protestant Christian Zionists is the Vatican II Church.
Yeah.
Nostra Aetate, paragraph 3 or 4, it says the current, and they always quote that, you notice that. The current day, no Jew should be looked upon as if he's under a curse, as if it flows from Holy Scriptures.
Yeah.
What Bible are they reading? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these people are going, yeah. You know how many Old Testament Bible verses condemns the Jews? Judges 4:1, and the Jews again did evil in the sight of the Lord. Judges 6:2, and again the Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord said, the Israelites are continually doing evil in my sight. The ones that rebelled against Moses, 23,000 Jews, unbelieving, unfaithful Jews, were killed at the bottom. I mean, so it's the craziest statement in the world, and the world is sitting back and loving it because they love men, they don't love God anymore. They don't really believe in God. They want a utopia. They want to bring peace. So religions always brought wars. Yeah, they did. Everything is about religion. It's you used to have the battle of the bands. Well, we got the battle of the gods. It's a battle of the gods in this world. It's a battle of the religions in this world. It's the one true God, the true Catholic God, versus all these other false gods and false religions.
Yeah.
They can never coexist. The true God is the God we obey, the Catholic God. How could he be the Hindu God, the Buddhist God, the Christ-denying Jewish God? How could he be all these things at the same time? He's either schizophrenic or he's a big liar. And we know God doesn't lie. So these people want to have peace in this world. They don't want to have, you hear this all the time. They're not even printing my letters in the Sentinel anymore. The Jews got to her. We're too divisive. She wants to have unity and peace in the community. Unity. How about our Lord? Matthew 10. The Lord says, think not I came to send peace upon the earth, but the sword. Matthew 10:34. And the other verse, he said, I came to send divisions and families. A natural consequence when you tell the truth is you're going to get other people on the other side angry. So who I told her? I said, you know who wins out? The liberals all the time. Always. Everything shifts to the left. She's got all these lefty liberals now. Filthy. She promotes the pride, the homo shit. And she calls herself a Christian. And she promotes the homo stuff, the pride stuff. The twins don't meet. Either you're going to promote them or us. You can't promote both. But you could. She was doing it for a while. She did promote them, and she did let my stuff get in there. You could do both. Okay, so, but she didn't like the fights. Because then they would yell, write her, to silence me. And guess who got silenced? I did. I got silenced. And she's always talking about freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. She's a hypocrite. The Jews got there on the Holocaust thing, and since then she's under a curse. She's shifting to the left like there's no tomorrow. The lefties always take, everything shifts to the left when you don't stand up for the truth. So what? You don't want to have divisions. You don't have oppositions. So what are we going to talk about? Hey, what's the weather like next week? Oh, it's going to be sunny on a couple of days. Oh, yeah. Did you got your raincoat? You got your Hey, you know, a lot of snow over there. Did you read about the snow? Let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about sports, maybe. And even then, you can fight over sports, too. So you better be careful on sports. How zealous you are, but on what team you root for. So what is your newspaper? It's full of nothing. You may as well not even print anything. Just maybe like services that they do in town where you can buy food and how much the price of food is or something. So this is a cowardly cave-in to summit. I mean, what kind of a person are you that's not willing to really profess what you believe in and you're afraid to do it and you're a coward and you're afraid because you can get persecuted? And you know what happens once you cave in because of those reasons? Then you really begin to become a you believe in your stupid utopia. You begin to believe crazy things. But our protest proved, though, that 85% of people in town approved what we said. It's the small group of lefty liberals that control the town, control the center of town, control our local paper, that are in power. These other people are like a silent majority that sit back and they have no means to propagate their stuff. On the internet, thank God, we've got some podcasts and we've got people that can do this, but when it comes to the multi-major media, when you move up, and I'm talking about even on Samsung, the stations, RAV, Fox, Newsmax, they're all bad. They're all Salem Network, they're all major media. When it comes to that level, our voice never gets heard. Never. And it amazes me too, because the religious argument is the first one you want to use with these people. And that's what our protest is all about. We're going to go out there. And it was interesting because when they were calling us Nazis, one person was saying, well, why are they Nazis? What does the poster say? And the poster said, Christianity replaced Judaism. The new covenant replaced the old covenant. He goes, yeah, well, that's true, he said. And if that means Christianity's a Nazi. And that's what they believe.
Yeah.
They believe true Christianities are Nazis, true Catholics. Yeah. They condemn the Crusaders and the Inquisitors. Oh, they were Nazis. They always persecuted the poor Jews. Yeah, they did because it was God's will they should be persecuted because they denied Christ. Read Deuteronomy 28, all the curses that come upon the Jews that fall away from God. But now they're the victims. Catholic Church is the Nazis, the bad guys. And so he said, wait, he said, if you're calling them Nazis because they believe Christianity replaced Judaism, he says, then Christianity itself, Christ, is a Nazi. Christ will be the number one founder of the Nazi Party, the Catholic Nazi Party. The one thing Hitler was missing, too bad he was a nominal Catholic, though. He said, he told his guy, don't ever leave the church. He stayed in the church till he died, but he wasn't really in the church. But their spell's being broken. They're panicking. And the more we keep doing this, the more we're going to break through back. Now, like I said, the next one, we're going to do a Holocaust one again. And then we're going to put the posters up about Hitler and Nazi did some good things. And then I'll do another article maybe, and maybe I can tag it in with this one now that I am doing it. I can just tag it in. I don't got to do it now. But I can do a thing where I could show what the actual Nazi Party believed in. They won't even know. Because tell me what the Nazi Party really believed in. They have like 12 things, I think. And by the way, these current day neo-Nazis aren't even Nazis. Not real Nazis. Hitler would have killed them. They got tattoos all over the place. They listened to pagan rock. Hitler didn't like paganism. He didn't. He did condemn that. They got tattoos and listened to this satanic rock music. They're working for Zelensky over in Ukraine. They're fighting on the side of the West against Russia. Now, Putin tries to link them in with the true Nazis, but they're not. These skinhead guys that you look at, these crazy skinhead neo-Nazis, they're white trash. Hitler would have killed them. He has no room for that. He didn't like tattoos. He didn't like drunkards. He didn't like drugs and his paganism. So these guys, it's another thing. They're giving Nazis a bad name, these current day neo-Nazis. So the whole thing is a mess. The bigger thing, too, is when you stick to the religious argument, like we did on that thing, and I told you guys again, the first thing you want to do with the Christian Zionists is John 8:44 and 1 John 2:22. That's it. Just say, did Jesus say that Jews who don't believe him are sons of the devil and antichrist? Did Jesus say that? That's all. If he doesn't answer right, don't even, that's it. Just condemn him and walk away. You're a hypocrite. You're a liar. You're a hypocrite because you don't even believe what you profess to believe in. I'd rather have yourself call yourself an apostate Jew. Okay? Don't even tell me you believe in the new covenant because you don't. But this stuff, what we're doing, is big. The fact that we got 85% approval is phenomenal, because years ago you would never get it. Never get it. So we had a big opening on this. And that we're going to do a Holocaust one again. And now we got the big poster up there, which I'll show you. I'll put it on here. We say, you know, Hitler and the Nazi Party did a lot of good things. And once, even Rogan said this, once I started reading Hitler's speeches, he's saying a lot of good stuff. Rogan, under misimpression, that near the end of the war, like Hitler went nuts. And but he didn't. And that's a lie. But he did. He said, Hitler's, you got to said a lot of good stuff. Did a lot of good things. All you got to do is read his speech. Even Putin, they don't let you read his speeches. Read Putin's speeches, what he says about the West. It's true. He says the West is totally satanic, perverted. The homosexual agenda, he gets into all of this. But they don't let you could get his stuff, but it's not on the major media. You'll never hear NBC, ABC quote one of Putin's speeches that got all this good stuff in there. Hitler, well, you're not even, Hitler, you're not even allowed to think about it. It's like, no, don't go there. No, he didn't do anything good. He's a total monster, evil man. It's totally satanic. Oh, and you, Lindsey Graham, you're good. Netanyahu's good. Hitler's bad. Oh, okay. And what I always used to say to people anyway, if you want to defuse him first, I go, you know, Hitler and the true Nazis, they're dead. They're dead. They don't exist anymore. They lost the war. Who's messing the world up today? In the worst way than ever in the history of mankind. It ain't him. It ain't him. It's the very people that they're praising, and they don't want you to look at him. Because he put a big dent in their plans. So anyway, what else? Anything else we had on there? Oh, yeah. The one lady that was going around like 50 times, then she's saying that, she wanted to marry Luke because she had her oxygen thing in there. And she goes, I hope that her oxygen runs out and she dies. Somebody, you know. Somebody cut the cord. And then the people were saying, hey, you sound like a Nazi now. They were peacefully protesting. You're going crazy. Yeah. Nuts. I mean, oh, yeah. After like, I finally said, stop. Get out of there. Come over here. Come here. And then she just got real nervous. Come here. Let's talk. We got to say, what? We were peacefully, but they're a maniac. I'm telling you, it's like the Antifa left-like people, they're crazy. Look at what they're doing. With their protests, when they burn shit down and they throw stuff at people, they're crazy. But eventually, we are going to get it. If we advertise this and we start getting more popular and the ADL and the people know about it, they're going to send Mossad people over, IDF soldiers from Israel, Antifa lefties, and they're going to go at it with us. And that's good. God can show himself and defend us, or we take a beating for God. Either way, we win. If God wants us to take a beating, like Paul did, St. Paul got a lot of beatings, so you get a couple beatings. Or God opens up the earth and sends them down to hell, to Gehenna. Bang. Lightning from lightning. Bang! 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 And then they're all like this. Next! That's what this whole world needs.
Yep.
I always said it like, unless if God doesn't show his power, there's no hope for conversions. And I'm not talking about miracles. We're going to do miracles through healing and all that. That's not the main thing. God's got to show his power and start kicking some butts through us. We're going to announce it. God's going to do it. And then they're going to know there's a God upon the earth. And they're going to fear him. Even if they may not like him, you're going to fear him. And a lot of people will like him because you're going to have a choice, right? You go with us or you go with the knucklehead in Israel. Apostate Israel, Netanyahu and his gang. Who do you want to go with? That guy supports the whole LGBT community in Tel Aviv. Right now, current day Israel, it's got more homos. It's the homo capital of the world, Tel Aviv. And you're telling me this is like blessed by God? You know, even in the Old Testament, the Jews did that. He cast them out of the promised land. All right. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.